We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle, every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott are reportedly, quote, on the same page.
Yeah.
But I guess on the same page, meaning that he'll be a free agent in 2025.
Well, I think the thing about it is this is something, because they restructured a little bit. They took it down, like, maybe about $4 million, his cap number, to about 55. And so now they're looking at it as, I don't think Dak's going to be back. Now, the one thing that
doesn't
you always look
like
back at is what's the ramifications because of all the restructuring to his contracts. What is, because if he leaves, just like when Kirk Cousins left Minnesota, they you know, the $28 million, it's something going to be like that for Dak. I think it's like big. So when you say they're on the same page, he's probably talked to Todd France, his agent, and it's like, we'll wait and see. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if Dak got a new contract this summer. You know, but
right.
At the same time, I look at it from where if they don't win this year, it might be as old as Jerry ass is. They might have to start.
Yeah, maybe
over.
That's what it is. It's like, look, we've gotten as far as we can with this group.
Yep.
Dak's been really good in the regular season,
yep.
Especially last year, probably the best year he had.
Second team all pro.
Still lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. But, man, going back to the drawing board at quarterback is a tough game, as we've seen here in this city over the last couple of years. Speaking of that, here's Arthur Blank talking about free agency this offseason for the Falcons.
Well, we've had a great free agency. I think we accomplished what we wanted to. We had some very specific goals during free agency that we wanted to get through. I think we were able to do that. Obviously, draft coming up, we'll fill in some more holes. And we had a young competitive team this last year, but you know, there's some things we had to do to get over that hump. And I think we put ourselves in a position to do that. Obviously, it's a competitive division, the competitive league. Every Sunday, got to be your best. So we're happy about where we are, but we're looking forward to our schedule, looking forward to playing games.
Yeah, they got done what they set out to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins was goal number one, and they accomplished goal number one. Here's the checkbook. Upgrade the quarterback position.
Go get him.
That was awful, what we saw the last 2 years. Remember last offseason when he would just refer to Desmond Ridder as the quarterback?
Yep. But, because we didn't know.
I think the quarterback's going to be okay. It's like, oh, that's not good. He doesn't even know his name.
No, we did not know. And for you to have to come out in right around this time last year.
And try to sell us on it.
And try to sell us on it?
You know, I think we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah,
quarterback,
we feel comfortable with Dez. All right. Well, you
become
comfortable, got your ass in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being comfortable and not seeking up.
Cordarrelle Patterson, by the way.
Yeah. And
signed with
I
the
saw,
Steelers.
And it was crazy because he signed right after all the kick return stuff. And
yeah.
People were talking about he signs. Because I said this, he'll be a great because of.
You said the rule change is perfect for him.
It's perfect for him. He's a one-cut, downhill
yep.
guy that's going to break damn tackles. You know, the one thing about whenever, you know, Andy, on when you have doing a week of prep and everything, you have your special teams practice, and then, you know, after a game, you watch all the teams practicing there. This kickoff and kick return, like practice film after a game, is going to show a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Garden tool tendency. Yeah, the garden tool tendency. You know what I mean? Because it's man on man.
Yeah.
It's man on man blocking.
And they want returns.
Yes.
Like this is
yes.
going to be.
Yes.
Action, which is good. Like
yeah.
this is to me one of the first rule changes they've had in a while that actually is going to increase action,
yeah,
especially in the kick game.
Yeah, and then
great.
You look at it, it's going to be a situation where Tyreek Hill ain't returning no kickoffs, but he might hear in this one because of the fact that, say, you need a big play, you put your best player with the ball in his hands back there. You know, it's going to maybe give maybe running backs a little bit more.
Maybe gives them another wrinkle that they can get involved in. That'd be cool. If it leads to more fun, which it sounds like it probably will, I'm all for it. Here's Raheem Morris talking about going after Kirk Cousins this offseason.
You know, it's always hard to say you don't want to live with those rookie pains. Those rookie pains turn into Patrick Mahomes. Those rookie pains turn into some really good football players. So you never want to say that. But you always want to say, when you can go get an established guy that has gone through some of those bruises, those bumps, and actually got a chance to visually see it in D.C., I mean, you can't pass that up. You can't pass the opportunity, take an opportunity to go get that kind of a guy to add to your building.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to when we talked to him right after he got hired, right? We got a chance to interview Raheem before they signed anybody, before free agency started. And we asked him, how does your life change? How does it impact your life as the head coach? Whether you guys draft a quarterback and develop him or sign a veteran. And just sounded really excited about the possibility of having a veteran versus a rookie because he's done both, right? Like, he's been parts of the Matt Ryan Falcons, the Matt Stafford Rams, and the Josh Freeman Bucks.
He was there with Kirk as a rookie.
And Kirk as a rookie, and RG3.
Yeah, he was there,
So he has multiple experiences on both sides of it. The veteran tends to work better.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
he's basing that on experience.
Because it's one less thing. As a head coach, you always worry about everything. Let me just say that. But it's one less thing that you have to be like, okay, when you got a guy who knows how to play the position, like Kirk Cousins knows how to play the position. He knows how to play the position of quarterback. And so now you're in a position where you can just worry about a lot of other things around. You know, because you got to put your trust in. Now, Kirk's going to have some – we're going to come in here on a Monday and Kirk's going to have a dumbass throw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Absolutely.
We know that, but it's all about how does that affect the game, meaning where is the turnover? What was the reasons behind it? Was it pressure? Was it all these different type things? But when you got a guy like Kirk that knows his offense, has had success in this offense, and, you know – it's still playing at a relative high level because you're going to get top 8 to 10 quarterback play from Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Yeah.
That's just what he is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get the numbers. You're going to get the completion percentage, the touchdowns, all those things. That's what you're going to get. Now, that's when you look at and try to figure out the rest of your football team. They got a good football team where it is. Mm-hmm. They do. They got to get the passers. You understand that. We know they're the number 8th pick overall. You know, the number one thing is edge rush. And we're going to talk more and more about it because the two guys that seem like they're there, Dallas Turner and Jerry Verse. 8 is, like, if this was any other draft with some good top-level outside pass rushes, would he be looked at as the number 8th overall pick?
I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been a great pass rush draft for a while.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, unfortunately, it's been the amount of time that the Falcons have had the 4th, the 8th, the 8th, and the 8th pick.
Correct.
And they haven't obviously gone edge rusher in the first round because
they're a corner good enough to be the 8th pick.
Who's the kid that Joe really likes that he talks about?
Toledo.
The kid out of Toledo. Yeah. Quinyon Mitchell, maybe. But it seems like the edge rusher probably is a little bit higher up on folks' boards. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, just from our perspective, like on Monday mornings coming in and talking about Cousins or a veteran in general, it's just such a better football conversation. Because with the last, especially last year, even when early in the year, remember, like Ritter would do something so boneheaded and be like, well, but you know what? It's experience, not with Cousins. Mm. Like, if he does something bad, it's just bad. And you can just analyze it for what it is.
Right.
It doesn't have to be sort of like layered with, well, but, you know, all the reps are important reps. Kirk's 35 years old.
35 damn years old.
He's played in the NFL for a long time.
Kirk has had thousands of reps.
Any mistake is just a mistake.
Right.
It's not also a silver lining because he'll learn from it. Mm-hmm. Now, he knew he wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, but he did.
He did it anyway.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about why. Of course, there's always context to whatever, a sack or an interception or something like that. But, yeah, it's just really going to be like football analysis and not babysitting a guy's conversation. That'll be a lot better. I'm looking forward to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.